today's hearing was a bail application, which was essentially to have Assange a free man and to face the extradition hearings, but not to be facing those hearings from essentially coming from a prison cell. It was a surprise when he was imprisoned last week. There was an expectation that he would be released today. Indeed, it was a confusing day. The cheer went up when the judge said that bail was being granted for an extraordinary amount of money, evidently for £200,000, which the legal team had very little trouble in raising. They had so many people pledging their funds to secure Assange's release. But then an unusual move happened. The prosecutor said that she needed to speak to Sweden to see whether they would appeal this decision to grant bail. And so the courtroom was adjourned. A lot of people went home, and the phone calls were made, and the word came back that no, Sweden was intending to appeal the notion of Assange being granted bail, and so he's still in prison. The defence is mounting a High Court challenge in 2 days' time, so we'll see whether today's decision, which was to grant bail, we'll see whether that's upheld now, probably on Thursday.
And just in relation to the conditions of his bail, are they being viewed as regular or irregular, so to speak? I mean, I know he's been e-tagged and he has a curfew. Is this the normal proceedings, would you say?
No, I wouldn't, particularly when someone hasn't been charged. I mean, this is really the arrest warrant as such is for him to be interviewed by a Swedish police. It's not even a charge. So it's quite extraordinary. And the level of bail set, £200,000, is staggering. I mean, he's now one of the most well-known faces in the Western world. I don't think he's really going to slip through customs that easily with a false moustache and a floppy hat. In a way, all of these extradition proceedings are now becoming quite controversial in England or in Britain. After September 11, as part of the anti-terror legislation, or as part of the anti-terror movement, if you like, legislation was drawn up which made extradition very easy between European countries. And normally British law would judge each case on its merits, etc., etc. It was not easy to get someone extradited. Now, as part of the anti-terrorist movement, that was eased. But to put Assange into the same case as a terrorist is, patently absurd. And yet the British courts, their hands are in some ways tied. They have very little discretion to not give an extradition order if it comes from a European country, a Western European country. They're called the Category 1 countries, which is sort of Germany, Sweden, the Nordic countries, Italy. And very little evidence has to be put forward. So whether the judges like it or not, whether the justice system in general approves of it, it's actually quite easy to get extradited from Britain now. And this case is becoming one of those cases that are creating public disquiet. It's partly why there was such a strong reaction to it in London over the last week.
But what's the mood? Is it really just a sort of a mood of uncertainty now, legally speaking?
No, I think it will settle. I think the expectation is that they will win on Thursday and the bail application will be upheld. It's now being set down for trial for February. That's the extradition hearing itself. So early February, the extradition hearing will be held. Now, the idea of leaving him, a man who's not convicted of anything, in fact, a man who hasn't even been charged with anything, leaving him in prison from now until February would seem extraordinary.